it kind of all just fit together a lot more cohesively than perhaps We Are Beautiful, We Are Doomed did.
Well, that was the intention.
Yeah, that was the intention.
When Los Campesinos say that their latest album, Romance is Boring, fits together better than their last release, they're not putting themselves down. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Los Campesinos are a band of contradictions. They're part of the Welsh music scene, but none of them are from Wales. They all have the same last name, Campesinos, but they're not related. And of course, there's the matter of how many albums they actually have. In 2008, the band released their first full-length, Hold On Now, Youngster, and a 10-track record called We Are Beautiful, We Are Doomed, that they've always called an extended EP. Los Campesinos' second official full-length, Romance is Boring, came out earlier this year. And as they told the alternate side's Alisa Ali, there's good reason for the official, unofficial distinction.
Between this and the record, which was definitely our first album, we released something called We Are Beautiful, We Are Doomed, which, approaching making it, we never intended to make an album. And so I think artistically, it was never approached thinking we're making an album here. And it ended up perhaps numerically seeming like an album, but I don't think that the approach that we took to it was one of making an album. So,
What do you mean?
I think there's a difference in... By the time we came to make Romance is Boring, we knew that we were going into the studio and we want this to work as a cohesive whole. Like, the songs should make sense together and the album should work in... There should be peaks and we want a song like this and a song
like
that.
So you feel like the sequencing on We Are Beautiful, We Are Doomed was not...
Not even the sequencing, just the approach. We were only going to record 5 or 6 songs and then we found ourselves...
There's like 10 of them on there.
Yeah.
It was kind of a contractual thing as well. We only had a 2-album deal, so to try and extend that, we didn't call it an album.
She the Bruce so black, they watched it fade through the full spectrum of colours. They kept it like a pad, a private joke they told no others. And how the tissue repaired and how it turned to yellow. And she found it disgusting because it didn't match her clothing. He said that it's not yellow, it's golden.
We're in a privileged position where we get to be a band, and if you're in a band and you're not playing shows or you're not writing or recording, then what are you doing, sort of thing?
And wasting your life, basically.
Yeah, and we're aware that this isn't going to last forever, and we want to do as much as we can in the space of time that we have to do it. So I guess that means that we want to work quite hard and quite intensely, and that means releasing a lot of stuff. Plus it gets boring playing the old songs over and over, so the more we write, the less we'll have to repeatedly play older songs. So
we haven't quite sold enough records to kind of get drug addictions yet. Once we do, we'll kind of, there'll be a longer gap between.
I grabbed hold of her wrist and my hand closed from tip to tip. I said, you're taking the diet too far, you have got to let it slip. But she's not eating again, she's not eating again, she's not eating again, she's not eating again. I ask her to speak French and then I need her to translate. I get the feeling she makes the meaning more significant. She was always far too pretty for me to believe in a single word she said, believe a word she said. At 14, her mother died in a routine operation from allergic reaction to a general anesthetic. Spent the rest of her teens experimenting with prescriptions in a futile attempt to know more than the doctors.
Los Campesinos with The Sea is a Good Place to Think of the Future. Thanks to our producer, Nora Flaherty. Hear more from Los Campesinos at thealternateside.org.